Call from Hire My Caregiver.
A new Pennsylvania home care form has been generated. Their name is David Flynn. Press any key to connect with David. Press any key to connect the call.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, David?
Yes.
Hi, this is Chaya from Family First Home Care. So you just submitted a form?
Yeah.
Okay, how can I help you?
Well, I have a caregiver through another service.
Okay.
But I cannot find anybody near me that can have qualified people. It's not even qualified. I mean, just to have somebody that will show up for the weekends. I need a weekend person and a person that fills in when my caregiver during the week takes off for doctor's appointments or vacation of some sort.
Because
right now she's working 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what county are you in?
Lancaster County.
Okay, sure. We do service that area. So we could definitely help you. How about you come over with that aid to our agency, and we're going to find you an aid to fill in the remaining hours.
Yeah, because she's right now doing 7 days a week, 10 hours a day, because I'm approved through the waiver program.
Okay.
Right now I have PA Health and Wellness.
Okay.
I got to put that up front because some of these places either PA Health and Wellness doesn't work with them, or they don't work with PA Health and Wellness.
We do work
with found
them.
Some...
We do work with them.
Okay.
So,
all right.
How many hours are you approved for per week?
70 hours.
70 hours. Okay. So, yeah, we can definitely help
right
you.
Now,
do you know how much your aide earns per hour?
Through the company she's with now, hold on a second. How much are you... getting paid for your services through what you're in now, $14.50.
Okay, and is she being paid overtime as well?
Yeah, because she does. If she can get somebody for the weekend, she'll be getting at least the 10 hours overtime because she's working 50 hours a week then instead of 70.
Okay, no. So we pay overtime after 40 hours.
Right, and so does the other places, but then they try to, because of the fact that they do the overtime, they won't pay her a decent hourly wage, because we had one place wanted to pay 12.
Oh, yeah? Okay, let me see if I can do 14.50, and we would definitely go ahead and get an aid for you, okay?
Okay.
Can I put you on a brief hold?
Yeah. What we're doing is we were told through my coordinator from PA Health and Wellness that we can go with another company for just the weekends and filling in.
Right, but I'm just thinking that it's going to be easier for you if you come with all the hours so you don't have to communicate with two agencies, right?
Right. So if you can get her covered for the 14.50, yeah, because we were having problems with that because everybody wants to make more profit than having because I like Nicole, most of my doctor's appointments she brings me to.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare that I have anything on the weekend, but if whoever's on the weekend, like in case for, you know, emergencies, I wouldn't need anybody, you know, cause, I would end up calling for ambulance or whatever if it's an emergency to go somewhere.
Okay, sure.
But whoever will fill in for her, because, like, she is taking a week off from the 23rd to, like, the 31st of this month. And I want to try to get somebody to cover that week, plus work the weekends, because she's getting tired. Right now, she's working every other weekend, and I can handle myself for 2 days, but if I have to do that week, I mean, garbage is going to pile up because I'm in a wheelchair. I can't bring the garbage outside down the ramp to the garbage cans or anything, you know, and I can, as long as everything's at my reach, I can,
yeah,
you know, in a pinch, cook for myself, but I can't wash my clothes.
Oh, wow.
Because,
you need the help, right?
Yeah.
You really need the help, sure. So we're going to get a grade 8 for you. Let me just wait to see if I get approval for that grade. Hold on just a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get it where you're with the same agency as who are they at for the weekend. The page points off. I'll ask her again, but... Come, I can't keep this off. It's called the Home Care Agency.
Yeah, thank you for waiting. Okay, unfortunately, for the full 70 hours, we cannot do 1450. The most we could do for this amount of hours would be like 13 an hour. However, we can do a higher rate for less hours. So if you want to come over just for the weekend, like just for how many hours do you want to transfer for a weekend?
Well, I want to keep her for the... Monday through Friday, so
okay.
I would keep her for the 50 hours, but
for 50,
that's what we're looking
for.
For
20 hours, right?
Yeah, I'm just looking for somebody to fill in when she takes time off.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, she's taking a week off from the 23rd through the 30th,
and Friday to Friday. You also want that age.
And then I need somebody for the weekend, so that's 20 hours a week.
Okay. Okay, let me see what I could do for 20 hours a week. How about 20 hours a week for 1450? Is that good?
For who?
For the other aide. Okay, that's what we're going to discuss with the aide that we find. That's right?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, because if you need to go lower, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, for whatever you want to pay the weekend person.
Right.
Sure. But she can stay. I don't have a problem because that's what we were having a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys carried on and took over with her 50 hours plus a fill-in, you know, for the weekends,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's cutting her $1.50 an hour. Everybody's doing 13. Some of, like I said, are doing 12. And right now we got the agency. She's getting the 1450. plus the overtime. Because
she
is doing, like, every other week, 70 hours.
So she's really getting, like, 1450 plus overtime after 40 hours?
Yep.
How much overtime?
Well, she gets paid regular 1450 for the 40 hours, and then every other week she's doing 30 hours overtime.
Okay, and how much is she getting for 30
hours?
That's why
I'm trying to get... Well, time and a half of 1450.
Time and a half? Oh.
2150, sorry, 2150.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
But she's getting burnt out for doing 70
right.
hours a week every
sure,
week.
Sure, no, you can't, a person cannot work 7 days a week, right?
Well, if you want the money bad enough, yeah.
Right. Right. All right.
But,
so.
Yeah, but she's willing to work, right now I got it set Monday through Friday, every other week with her 8 to 6. And then we, it doesn't have to be 8 to 6, but that fits her schedule. But then whoever works the weekend, if they want to come in later and stay later, but I prefer no later than, you know, because the nighttime, it's hard because I don't, unless they want to split their 10 hours and come for 5 hours and take a couple-hour break and then come back later on and then be here for safety reasons when I take a shower. I don't take showers during the day. I take them at night just before I go to bed so they can do something like that. But I take showers during the week and – I got life alert, so while I take my showers, if something happened, I can always use that, but
Okay.
So, I can't get it approved for any longer hours.
Okay. What is your name?
David.
Okay, last name?
Flynn, F as in Frank, L-Y-N-N.
So let me take your information, and we're gonna jump onto it. We're gonna start working. I'm getting an age for you, okay?
All right. Yeah, like I said, I put everything out up front because the last few people that called me, I put down, you know, that it's I have Medicaid, I'm on a waiver program, and everybody, you know, but when they called me, they don't take Medicaid. They're not, you know, it's all private insurance.
Yeah. We're very happy to work with you, David.
I put all
the, okay.
Yeah, and then when I say PA Health and Wellness, for some reason people don't want to work with PA Health and Wellness.
Yeah, so we do work with them, and we work with Medicaid, and we're definitely going to help you. I see on the form you submitted, you gave us a phone number, 717-419-8320. Is that your number as well?
Yeah, that's what we're talking on, yep.
Okay, great. Do you have your Medicaid ID?
Oh, let me pull my wallet out. 1 second.
What about your date of birth?
11/23/1966. Okay. All right. You ready for ID number? All right, I got my Medicaid ID. Hello? Hello?
Yeah. So actually,
what I
see here is that you're already a patient with us, actually.
Is it?
Are you with Family First Home Care?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how come it's coming up? Yeah, well, Sarah was the one that's working, and she says they have a hard time getting somebody in Lancaster.
Now I see everything. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so she's trying to get someone for you in Lancaster.
Yeah, well, the way it came up was just home care agency, so I thought that was the name of the company.
Home care agency as well. Okay, so David, let me put a note for Sarah to continue looking for an H for you, okay?
Oh, yeah, we need one. I mean, it's not like we want to get away from, you know, it's just that, I don't know. Everybody's saying they can get somebody here, but then when they found out that I'm on Medicaid, they say, oh, we're private, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, yeah, I need to get this covered because pretty soon the dates from the 23rd through the 30th, you know, those are the days that she's going to be gone for the week. And, you know, it's going to be hard for me. I mean, because my trash from the commodes and everything going to get piled up. And, you know, we also got my coordinator for PA Health and Wellness looking also. So I don't know if you heard.
I don't know if you heard. We're all going to continue working on it, and we're really going to try to get an aid for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll be in touch. Have a good day. Bye.